This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Jess and Mitch here with you this morning. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Jess. A happy Wednesday to you.
And a happy Wednesday to you, sir.
Thank you.
What's on for today's show?
Oh, well, a woman has a bone to pick with a fast food chain.
Someone loves Luxa a bit too much, or maybe not enough.
And later on, our favourite superhero, Florida Man, is dropping by, plus contact lenses, potholes and more.
So much more.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
Hey, Mitch, I haven't seen you for ages.
Really?
Since yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
And I miss you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
You swung past my house yesterday to drop off a charger for my unwell housemate.
Sure.
Let's say unwell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad that I saw you. But my best bud James and I went to a nearby cafe after we hung out with you because we were deciding what we were going to do. And, so we went to the one on the corner.
Okay.
So you know what I'm talking about, but no one else does. So I thought, yeah, sure, we'll give it a go. So we were both very tired and aching from parties the night before.
Sure.
We sat down and we ordered some coffees, some food, everything going all normal and stuff. And it was a rather experimental cafe, Jessica, by the sounds of it, because nothing happened after that.
What?
Nothing happened. No coffee, no food.
What?
We sat there. We gave it about half an hour before we just walked out, right? It wasn't necessarily busy, but even when we walked out, they saw us leaving and said nothing.
What?
Like, what's that about? What's going on there?
So, no, like, the coffees, it's not that the coffees came and then the food took forever. Just nothing happened.
Nothing came. Nothing happened. And then next to us, the reason we left was because next to us, people got a coffee that they ordered like 5 minutes ago, so it was 25 minutes into our coffee.
What?
Coffee
so they've just completely forgotten about you.
Yeah, yeah, and like both times, coffee and food.
Yeah.
But what's the normal amount of time to wait for something in a cafe, right?
Okay.
Or should we have said to the waiter or waitress, oh, just following up where this item is.
Yeah, I probably would have done that before leaving, but only because I'm terrified of confrontation. So I probably would have, even half an hour in, I would have been really apologetic about asking for my coffee and my food. Hi. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I just didn't.
I just ordered. No, you didn't do anything wrong. I admire you for your action.
Yes! That's what I like.
I just think that's awful.
Yeah.
I won't be going there. Saved me a visit to that cafe.
You know, well, we went there. The positive outcome was that now we won't go there because we've, you know, experienced it. Like, well, you know, let's go to a better place. So it was positive outcomes.
Yeah, there we go. Silver lining.
Joy.
Hey, Mitch.
Yes, Jessica.
You know how we love to find a good whoopsie-daisy?
Oh, I love whoopsie-daisies so much.
And so many of them come out of the US.
Yeah.
God bless.
Absolutely. In fact, it's all in our new book, Whoopsie-Daisies from the US.
Yeah.
By Jess and Mitch.
That'll be coming out early 2017. Check your local bookshops for that one. That's not a bad idea. Write that down.
We should absolutely do that.
But what I found is a pretty funny story about, because I've worked in customer service pretty much my whole working life, easily 10, 11 years now. And, you know, you do deal with some interesting customers.
Great.
And I am so, so grateful that I have not had to deal with this lady who is suing a prominent chicken restaurant.
Sure.
For $20 million US dollars.
Okay.
For false advertising.
Oh.
Because she bought a bucket of chicken. and it wasn't overflowing like in the pictures. You ever seen a picture of a burger and compared it to the, what you get? They never look the same.
Sure, sure.
So she has she's bought a bucket of chicken, which is supposed to feed the whole family. Mm. And she said, "Oh, this is a tiny little piece. It's not going to feed a family. What is this? This is outrageous." So she complains to head office, which is always headquarters, complains, and it's she's saying, oh, it's supposed to be overflowing. It's supposed to be an overflowing bucket of chicken.
Yeah.
And they've said, oh, well, that's in the advertising. It's shown that way so that people can see the chicken.
That's actually pretty reasonable.
That's very reasonable. Her rebuttal, if you want people to see the chicken, put it on a dish. I love her. She's outstanding. So they've done their best to sort of keep her happy. Sorry for the disappointment. They've sent her gift vouchers. She has sent those back. She's like, no, I will not be silenced. She's hired a lawyer. She's suing for, as I said, $20 million.
Right.
And then she says, you know what? You know what they should put on their commercials? You know, you remember the movie Oliver, where the little boy says, "Please, sir, can I have some more?"
Wow.
Okay, Oliver Twist.
Okay.
Yes. Calm down now. It's just some chicken.
Okay.
Oh, she's a wonderful
good
person.
God.
People are so good.
Good luck to her.
Yeah. No, I hope she gets all the chicken she wants.
Joy.
Laxa.
Okay.
We all love a good laxa.
Mm-hmm.
Interruption for Laxa. No, fine. A shopping centre in Malaysia has apologised for throwing away 600 kilos of Laxa.
What?
It's a giant Laxa.
What?
Yeah.
600 kilos?
600 kilos after breaking the country's record for popular street food. So they were going for a world record.
Okay.
To, you know, oh, who can make the biggest Laxa? Yeah, yep, I can
we
do
did.
That.
Yep.
So off they went to make the biggest Laxa.
600
kilograms.
Whoa.
And there was a bit of a fallout on social media, obviously, arguing that the giant Laxa, which is equivalent to about 1,500 bowls, could have actually been consumed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they had to throw it out because of hygiene reasons and the fact that, you know, the way that it was stored and after all the press and all that kind of stuff, it was kind of smelling a bit iffy.
Sure.
But that's all well and good, but you've used 80 grams of chicken, 90 grams of prawns, and 225 kilograms of rice noodles.
Oh, my God.
Noodles.
Noodles.
That you could have made normal laxas out of and just given to people. Like, this pursuit of the record has essentially... Now there's less laxa in the world. There's 600 kilos less laxa in the world.
Yeah, we can actually quantify that.
Yeah, and all for the sake of pursuing this thing.
Yeah.
I wonder, was it worth it?
Probably. Did they get a certificate for having the biggest?
Well, I mean, they're in the record books now, I think.
Worth it.
Yeah.
100%.
It's just, but so many, 1,008 eggs and 8. Like, you got to 1,000, you go, no, needs 8 more.
8 more. 1,008 eggs?
Yep. 90 kilos of bean sprouts as well. 100 kilos of laxa paste.
Oh,
it's just whoa.
That's insane.
What a bloody laxa.
Now I'm hungry. Good one.
Hey, I just wanted to just follow up with that laxa thing I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I was actually saying 80 grams of chicken. It's kilograms. Obviously, it's kilograms
of
chicken.
Yeah, like 80 what? Grams is like not a lot of chicken.
It's like three little cubes.
Like if you get a bit out with the chicken, it's like, ooh.
Oh, God.
Fancy.
Hey, speaking real quick of food, today, important to remember that today's Deviled Eggs Day.
Whoa!
Or Deviled Eggs Day, depending on where you live.
Yuck.
The ways to celebrate, make some deviled eggs at home for your family or friends.
No, thank you.
Or host a deviled eggs buffet for brunch.
Oh, no.
Gross.
Nope.
Experiment with flavours and condiments, etc. And look, it's just, I'm not going to keep reading those. They're not particularly good. Oh, the last one is, if you are feeling particularly fancy, what about topping the eggs with some caviar or some shaved truffles?
If you're feeling particularly
but they're still
fancy.
Deviled eggs. And David's nodding in
the news. Of course he is. I didn't even
there.
Need to look, because he's behind me. I didn't even need to turn around.
Of course,
I know
it's
he's
food
nodding.
Related.
he's on board.
Oh, boy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Anyway, I found a story about a young Chinese man. He's in his 20s at the zoo with a couple of his friends.
Great.
His female friends.
Sure.
Spending a day at the zoo. That's a nice day.
It seems quite normal.
Zoos are fun.
Absolutely.
Big fan. That's a good way to spend a day. Learn a little bit about some animals, you know. Mm. See some lovely little animals and learn a little bit. But he decided to try and impress those ladies.
Yeah. You get, but buy him a deep-fried treat or hot dog or something.
Maybe a little ice cream.
Yeah, a little drink.
A little drink or something to impress them.
I'd imagine. Or maybe open the door for them when going to the gift shop and bought them a little Australian spoon.
Yes, bought them a spoon.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Or even, what else could you do? Maybe like just have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
Just impress them with your knowledge and personality.
I think so.
Instead.
Oh, yes.
He decided to climb into the enclosure of one of the pandas.
Great. Good choice.
Very good choice.
Well done.
If you're going to climb in with any animal, you want one with sharp teeth and claws.
Yeah.
That's what you want. And then the panda, luckily the panda's asleep.
Right.
Oh, thank goodness. Right?
That's okay.
Four. So this guy has crossed a 10-foot deep ditch into the panda's enclosure.
Mm.
Panda's asleep. So you think, oh, thank goodness, this guy's going to be okay.
To the gift shop!
So he wakes up the panda.
Great. Yes.
Because he's an intelligent human. And then they just have a bit of a wrestle for a bit.
Great.
He wrestles a panda.
How was the panda taking this? Were they okay with it? Was it like violent wrestling to the death, or was it more of a playful kind of...
Well, yeah, maybe it was a little more playful for the panda. But even the zookeepers are like, we don't go into that enclosure unless we absolutely have to. Because they are quite, like, they're very strong. And while they appear kind of timid, they are dangerous animals.
Absolutely.
And he just climbed in and...
off he went.
Yeah. But you know what really sucks?
Yeah.
Is that while he was doing this, the girls didn't even see it. They were off buying treats.
Ha.
So, yeah.
To the next enclosure.
To the gift shop.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, a man has suffered some burns whilst in hospital during an operation due to a laser, the surgery laser, igniting his own fart.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. The flame caught onto some nearby operating curtains and much of the room went up. Apparently everyone is doing okay, but just it was quite a bizarre set of circumstances with which a fire can be started. But Jess, it's not the first time this has happened.
What?
Farts happen all the time in the operating theatre. And I think we have an exclusive clip. Hang on a sec. Patient looks good at this stage, pretty stable. Signs of hypertension, doctor?
Looking good, doctor.
Mm. Cross-match me 6 units of BNEG. Monitor his levels. Going good. Patient showing signs of stomach upset. Is he having a reaction to the medication?
Not that I know of, doctor.
Mm, very good, very good. We'll carry on. Just, let me bend over and pick up my my pen. He is quite gassy today, isn't he? Yes, Doctor?
It just happened just as you bent down, Doctor.
Well, it was definitely him. What, I'm farting and covering it up by blaming it on the unconscious patient. Biffle. Let's just press on, shall we?
Fine. I've got 10 megs of epinephrine ready to go. B-neg is on its way.
Great. Doctor, my glove is loose. Could you just give my finger a little pull?
I'm sorry, what?
Could you pull my finger, please? Doctor, this man's life is at stake here. There's no room for indecision in my operating room.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, God.
Was that the patient again, Doctor?
Yes, definitely was. We're all good here. Stitch him up and put him back in the ICU. Anyway, as I was saying earlier, I had the most ravenous Indian meal last night, and I'm amazed I'm not farting like a horse right now.
Jess and Mitch here with you this morning on Joy 94.9.
Hey, I was thinking also, it's important to be aware of the days of the week.
Yes.
And, you know, there's always something happening somewhere in the world.
There is.
And the first Thursday of November, which is tomorrow, is Men Make Dinner Day.
Oh!
You'll love this one, Jess. a made-up holiday, but what? That encourages men to actively participate in household matters such as cooking. right? Ways to celebrate, Jess.
Yep.
Men wear an apron and get in the kitchen and make a dinner for your family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or on this day, make a cooking schedule with your partner so that you can share the responsibilities of cooking and feeding your family. It's quite nice, isn't it?
I feel a lot of things about that.
Also, if you've never learned how to cook, maybe today is the day to begin. There are a lot of recipes.
Yeah, maybe you're an adult and should have figured that out a long time ago.
Yeah, they're easy. Yeah. You can cook meals that can be found online and in cookbooks.
Oh, goodness. Alrighty.
Yeah?
Yep.
What are your thoughts on that? Is that there's a day for that?
I mean, you just learn to feed yourselves. You know, because you're adults.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of things about that.
Every day in my house is men make dinner day.
Yeah. In a lot of houses. It's very patronising.
Is it?
But hey, next week you can try doing some laundry. Oh, he's a big boy doing laundry.
That's next Thursday. You're absolutely right.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
David,
what are your thoughts on men make dinner day? You're quite a cook, aren't you?
I love cooking.
Yeah. So, like... Okay.
I love cooking.
And you've done well, haven't you?
I do it without
look
a penny.
At you.
I don't actually wear an apron, but I thought that was a great suggestion that men could wear an apron for a day and do some cooking.
Right.
And that possibly, I like the sources of their recipes, they could come from the internet or cookbooks.
I know.
Who would have thought?
The option.
La-dee-da.
Anyway.
Hey, I found an interesting story that you may appreciate. Okay.
Yeah, go.
Follow me on this one.
Yeah, I'll sit. Hang on. Let me prepare myself. Okay, go.
Oh, you look so comfy.
Thank you.
You really have prepared yourself.
Yes.
You got your listening face on. Good boy. First cooking, then washing, now listening.
Oh,
good
I
heavens.
Am the model man.
Men really can do it all. a former county employee in Arkansas has been arrested after prosecutors accused her of using a county credit card to buy personal items.
Sure. I imagine. Those cotton buds.
Cotton buds.
Maybe a milk.
Yeah.
Crumpets.
Cotton buds, milk, and crumpets.
The three common household items.
Yeah, the big ones. apparently, she spent close to $200,000 in purchases, including a diamond bracelet, tickets to sporting events, pet insurance, which is a weird one. A few different things like that, right? So she was, she's been arrested for that. The main thing that she's purchased, though, well, probably not the main thing, but you know, that's probably the diamond bracelet's probably one of the bigger expenses. The one thing that she's purchased off a website is a dog tuxedo.
Great. Great.
If I was that judge, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at a list of all the things that she's purchased, like bracelet. Tickets to this. Okay. Well,
sure.
Dog tuxedo.
Thank you.
I demand to see pictures. Let me look at it. Is it a sausage dog? What is it?
I imagine they brought the dog in.
I would certainly hope so.
Into the court.
Yeah.
Just,
and then,
you know.
And then it was just dismissed.
Yeah. Sure, I spent all this money, but look at the dog.
Look at him. It's so cute.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah. Would you ever buy your dog a dog tuxedo? I mean, you have to have a dog, but...
First I'd buy a dog, and then I would 100% buy a dog tuxedo.
I know,
yes.
I don't understand the problem in that news
Me
article.
Either. What's... Me either.
I think we're fine here.
I think case dismissed.
Indeed.
Joy 94.9. Jess and Mitch here with you this Wednesday morning on Joy 94.9.
Hey, up next, I've got a...
lovely bunch of coconuts, diddly-dee.
Yes. Next
there
segment.
They are. I'll send the kid
no, I'm bom, stressed out bom, about my vision. Bom. I'm amazed that I can see you at all right now.
I'm like a meter away from you.
Yeah, I know, because of my eyes.
Okay.
No, there's nothing really wrong with my eyes. But I bought contact lenses 2 months ago.
Sure.
And I still haven't worn them.
Right.
Because I'm too scared.
Okay.
I can't deal with things touching the eyes. And I know I only have to do it once to get over it. And it'll be fine.
Yep.
But it's this.
Did they show you how to do it?
Well, I see videos on the YouTube.
But don't the optometrists usually? Can they not show you when you get them? Or?
Well, I got these online.
Sure.
And because you type in your prescription and they send them out and stuff. But now I'm playing this pathetic game of chicken with myself.
Yep.
My eye instinctively closes when I slowly put my finger near it. Because of course it does. Yeah. It's a good eye.
Yeah.
Like it's a sensible
it's
eye.
It's doing its job.
It doesn't appreciate things going near it. Sure. I mean, what am I going to touch my eye for? You've got
to put contact lenses in.
I mean, you've got to touch them again to take them out. It's disgusting is what it is.
So why'd you get contact lenses?
None of it. Because I just wanted to try and mix it up a little bit without glasses and stuff. Because, I mean, I can't wear glasses right now with these headphones while we're doing the radio show.
Sure.
And, you know, you're just a blur.
Are your eyes that bad?
No, they're actually really not that bad. Yeah. But if there's a chance to improve my vision slightly, I'm obviously going to do it.
Sure.
It's like I get frustratingly blurry vision.
Sure.
Like it just tiny, like a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, ugh.
If you can just pop on your glasses and see better, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, I understand.
Do you contacts? Do you have glasses?
Yeah.
But have you ever done contacts?
No. Because I'm the same. My vision's actually fairly good.
Yeah.
And so the only time I need to wear my glasses is... The way I like to describe it is like it's like putting it in high def.
Exactly.
Like
I agree.
It just sharpens everything for me a little bit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm like, nah, I'll be fine.
I'm on standard definition right now.
Yeah, sure.
And
pop on the glasses.
Glasses / contacts are high def. But, I mean, am I being dumb about it? I don't care if I'm being dumb because I'm not touching my eye. I'm not going to do it. How about you all out there, contacts or glasses? Is there a thing that you guys maybe prefer? Any hot tips for me? Do you prefer one of the over the other? Is it worth pursuing the contacts thing at all? Am I being just a baby? Please text in.
I think you're being a baby. That's my vote.
Text in. Let us know. 0427JOY949. 0427JOY949. Let me know about glasses or contacts. Or if you've got any maybe really cool method of inserting contact lenses.
Really that cool?
Just something that could be... distract from the stressful nature of things touching your eyes.
Sure.
Yeah?
Let's open it up.
Make me feel better.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It is Wednesday morning, which means Jess and Mitch are here with you this morning.
Indeed. Hey, I'm not sure if anybody remembers, but Halloween was actually over the weekend.
It was indeed.
Monday, whatnot. My mum lives with my dad, obviously. They live together in Geelong.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not big on celebrating.
Sure.
Celebrating it at all. But they were there watching a movie and someone knocked on the door and mum realised that, oh, kids.
Yeah.
And she didn't even...
Panic stations.
Yeah, she didn't even open the door or anything. She just, like waved them away.
No.
And I thought that was kind of, like, at least open the door and say, I'm sorry, I don't have any, foods for you.
Yeah.
And so then she formulated a plan, to stop this from happening again because she was annoyed that she was getting bothered by kids coming to her door. She's grumpy parents. And she decided to wait up at the intercom. And then when the next kid rang the doorbell, she would say something along the lines of, everybody here is dead. And like she even worked on her cackle. And then she said, feel free to come in if you want to join us. And then followed it with another cackle. So she's threatening to kill children. And because she reckoned it would work. And it was like a little, it was a trick instead of the treat. But no one came. And she was there for about an hour waiting.
Which kind of defeats the purpose anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah. Good. Well done, Trace.
That's fantastic.
It's Trace's attempt at Halloween.
Very good. My parents are also not a fan, but Mum will answer the door and be like, we don't celebrate Halloween.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, Mum.
It's...
I mean, I'm not a big fan either, but...
Yeah, neither.
But I think it's becoming more common here.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to jump on board at some point.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, is there a Grinch equivalent for Halloween?
There should be.
Apparently. It's Trace and Annie.
Yeah.
It's our mums. Starting it all.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
That's right, Jess and Mitch are here with you this morning. We're into the final hour of our show. Mitch, what's on?
Well, potholes and a very DIY method of fixing them.
Excellent. Florida man will be dropping by to spread his goodwill and casual destruction of society.
Great. Keep those texts coming in too. Are you all about the glasses or the contacts? Or maybe I should stop complaining about having to use contacts.
You don't have to, anyway. Mm. Up next, though, some bad news about porn.
Oh, yeah.
We're on Joy 94.9 with Jess and Mitch.
Pornography.
Alrighty. I wish that wasn't how you started most conversations. That's kind of standard now.
How I do it at parties.
Hi, morning, Mitch. Pornography. Okay.
But no, look, legislators have approved a bill that would block all porn in Israel unless people ask to view it.
Okay.
Right? So Israeli Ministerial Committee for Legislation unanimously approved the bill. So anyone wanting to access pornography online would have to tell their internet service provider either by writing to them, ringing them, or getting in touch with their website.
Yeah.
So it's not clear if, depending on the content, they decide if you're allowed to view it, like once you tell them exactly what it is that you want to see, or if it's just a general deterrent to stop people accessing it if they have to humiliate themselves to do so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so when I found out about this, I was devastated. So I have changed my address to somewhere in Israel.
Sure.
I got an expedited visa.
Okay.
Therefore,
sounds excessive, but
dear Israel, I would like to formally request that I have access to some porn. I can be as specific as you like, really, because I'm not ashamed of my viewing habits. I'm not sure if you've heard of, but it's very good, as is, and also.
There we
at
go.
25 degrees. I can enjoy a bit of or ball as it's a bit delightfully instead of drum kits. Also, so kind regards, Mitch. Oh, and P.S. I really need clearance tonight, if possible. I mean, obviously, like, God.
You're an idiot.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hey, now, we mentioned earlier that we're going to be talking about potholes and your concern about how that could possibly be interesting.
Yeah.
Sure. So there are obviously potholes everywhere around.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Potholes can be seen by the normal folk.
Sure.
Sure. Now, put that to one side for a moment.
Okay.
And I'd also like to throw in the benefits of drawing a cartoon willy.
Alrighty.
Sure.
Okay.
Now, I think if the roles were reversed, I'd want to be informed of something like this immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So a Florida man, as it happens, has decided to hasten the repair of a pothole on his local street by drawing a thingy around said pothole.
Very good.
And you know what? It worked.
Yeah.
And you know what else? He got arrested for criminal damage.
Oh, what?
But it did the job, didn't it? It turns out that this is this particular guy's thing on social media. He goes around locating potholes, draws thingies over them, and all of a sudden the potholes get fixed. One pothole was there for 8 months, and then suddenly Avec Willy is filled within 48 hours.
Wow.
It's impressive. But keeping in mind he has been arrested with criminal damage and blah, blah, blah.
Sure,
blah, blah.
Okay.
But so I thought, you know, what else can be fixed by drawing a thingy on it?
Mm-hmm.
There's a large crack in the atrium stairs in my apartment building that's been like that for a few months. So, you know.
Draw a thingy.
Sure. There's a pile of rubbish at the end of my street. If only there was something I could do to hasten that along.
Draw a thingy.
Draw a thingy. Also, my
car. Put the rubbish in the shape of a thingy.
Sure. Also, my car's been running a bit weird. Maybe I should just spray a giant thingy on the bonnet.
One
I mean,
will not
that,
work.
That would, it would probably help. It
I
would definitely.
Think,
no,
I
it
don't
would
think
definitely
that
help. We're agreed.
The first two were fine. That one's no good.
Joy 94.9.
Jess and Mitch here with you this morning on Joy 94.9.
Have you been getting some texts about my struggles with contact lenses?
My sookiness
with contact lenses. And, well, the first one just says, you're being a sook. Contacts aren't bad. The optometrist should have shown you when they wrote your prescription after giving you a trial pair. All right.
Well, that's what I
True.
Said. But you bought them online. You took it upon yourself rather than going to an optometrist.
But you still go to an optometrist to get a script.
Yeah, no, I understand. But you didn't
Do we all know how this works, everybody? I'm just not sure about putting them in my eye still.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
It's fine. Hey, we're all here to support you.
Yeah, exactly. And then somebody else has just said, hashtag big girls blouse, enough said.
Mm.
Right. Noted.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so I'm getting the I'm getting the feeling.
Spoonful of concrete is what people are saying.
Yeah. The feedback from this is that I should just suck it up and pop them in.
Yes. That is exactly what we're saying.
Okay.
Okay?
Fine.
So I like that you won't listen to me, but when we get texts that support exactly what I've said, then you're like, oh, wow, maybe that's correct. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but you could say, because you love me.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't.
Sure.
So they're going to be.
I have your best interest at heart. Yeah, they don't necessarily do.
But I appreciate the brutal honesty sometimes.
Yeah, sure. Fair enough. Okay, well.
And so now I just feel better about it.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Great. Thank you.
Joy. You're on Joy 94.9 with Jess and Mitch.
So I was just looking around at the phone that is suddenly ringing. Why is this happening? Why is there a phone ringing in here?
Answer it, I reckon.
I don't know. Who knows what it is? I don't want to answer the phone.
It's a little bit spooky.
Should I answer it?
Yeah, I want you to answer it. Go on.
Okay, let's answer it on air. Hello, Joy, Mitch speaking.
This is super exciting.
Hello? No one's there.
Spooky.
No one's there. The phone was ringing for no reason.
That's super spooky, which is great because the story that I was about to talk about is Halloween themed.
Wow. Okay.
Was that a bit of a letdown though?
Oh, well, I don't know. I was kind of wanting Kate Bush on the other line.
Sure.
You know, just have a chat about stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry Kate Bush didn't call, but there's always next week.
Maybe it just dropped down and it was Kate Bush.
Yeah, she'll call back.
Anyway.
Maybe she'll just try your mobile. this is pretty great. So obviously it was Halloween over the weekend.
Sure.
And one potential thief or try-hard thief was actually caught on camera on a family's they've got a doorbell camera. Okay. but he's caught on camera trying to steal one of their decorations. It's a Dracula's bride. So it's like a scary sort of skeleton.
Right.
It's wearing a veil and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's caught on camera trying to steal it, which is already a little bit strange. And not really in the spirit, is it?
No, not particularly.
But then the decoration's main feature is that its eyes light up and it makes noise and like cackles.
Sure.
Well, that happened. It gave him a fright. And you can see all the footage that he just bolts, like he just runs. And I would assume he's running because it made noise and therefore alerted to somebody being there. But also it's just so good that he's like, he gets a fright and he runs away. And then Halloween was saved.
He was definitely terrified.
Yeah. So there you go. I suppose, I mean, it's always fun to spook people at Halloween, but that one had an added benefit as well.
Yeah. Like a car alarm.
Hey, what time is it now?
Hey, it's definitely
time for Florida Man.
Right. Oh, I love Florida Man. Out of context news headlines.
Yes.
All from Florida.
Florida. Twitter account, Florida Man. Check it out. It's hilarious. Here we go.
The less the context we have, the better. Okay.
Yes.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Florida Man dresses 13-foot alligator in novelty top hat and sunglasses for Halloween.
13 foot?
Yes.
That's big.
Yeah, but it's novelty top hat, though.
Oh, wait. He's the top hat? Oh, he's an alligator wearing a top hat.
I was saying, no, but there's a top hat.
So oh, sure.
Fine. Yeah, the size is not threatening because he's in a top hat.
That's it. That's dedication.
Go.
Impressive. Ba, 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 ba.
Florida cop bakes a sorry I tased you cake for the innocent woman he attacked.
Sorry I tased you. I mean, that's a sweet gesture, literally, but maybe be more careful with the taser.
Yeah, sure.
That's great, though.
I mean, I hope he's bloody better at his baking skills than his tasing.
Yeah, but, like, his cake has a taser in it. She's like, no.
Again! Go.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Florida cop allows dog to maul man for riding bicycle with no lights.
Allows dog to...
Yeah, it's like, all right, go
Sick him, Rex.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sure.
Terrible.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Florida man tries to leave strip club, crashes into house, runs himself over.
Runs himself over.
Yeah.
What a clever man.
I suppose at some point he tried to exit the car and then it just got into more strife.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, the less we know, the better.
I know, I agree. Ready, last one.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Florida airport has 2 accidentally exploding planes in one day.
Florida man, it's a Florida airport.
Yeah,
and like, even one is terrible.
Yeah. Even the airport is
a mess.
Wrong. Yeah, but like I say, accidentally exploding because they just for completely unrelated, non terrible reasons.
Yeah,
they just exploded. No one was hurt.
No,
it's fine. But another plane exploded. Yeah, it's great. That's anyway, so Florida man,
Florida
there for
man.
You.
Florida man always delivers.
Joy 94.9.
Jess and Mitch here with you this morning on Joy 94.9, and that's just about all we have time for.
We've nearly come to the end of another show.
Oh, wow.
Another show.
Another,
we did it.
Another Wednesday.
Hey, I know you all like to keep track of days of the week.
I love it.
I just have a final one to leave with you all this morning.
Yeah.
On Friday,
it's coming Friday.
Common Sense Day.
Oh, we all need one of those, right?
Don't know that one.
Jeez Louise.
But it says that in order to celebrate, like how to celebrate, it says, well, what can we say? Use your common sense to celebrate this holiday.
All right, well, that's just lazy, isn't it?
Giving us a bit of sass, that one.
Yeah, that one's got sassy.
But
also, sometimes they give us the dumbest suggestions, and that one's just like, I don't know, you figure it out. No, you give me some suggestions.
Yeah, I want to maybe walk down the street and think about how to do it properly instead of, you know, running zigzagged. I mean, it would be common sense to walk on the footpath. Do you know what I mean?
I mean,
I'm celebrating common sense. I do it every day.
Every day. Yeah. Every day I celebrate common
sense. Every day is common
sense. Certainly try.
What nonsense. Anyway, that's just about it from us, and we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.